The Ticket.
So this is why...
Whoa.
This is why older people should not be on Facebook. I got no problem with older people on social media in general, but we all know what goes on there. That they are the first ones to be duped by something always.
Yes.
Always.
This is true. Can confirm.
Right. So, my mother-in-law, my sweet, sweet mother-in-law, she sent me a text on Sunday.
That's hot.
And at 9:30 in the morning, and it said, hey, granted, I've known her for 22 years, okay? She knows exactly what I do for a living, all right?
Okay.
Hey, did you really get up on stage and sing with the Ticket band?
Okay.
And I was like, what?
You just said what?
Yeah. Like,
did you do W-U-T to make it even more of a what?
What? With the little purple girl with her shoulders, hands in the air?
I think that's what you got to do.
Least favorite emoji ever.
That?
Yes. I will block you if you send that to me. Because it doesn't make sense. It's like, hey! I hate it. I hate it.
Well, it's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to make you laugh, not block them.
Yeah.
So I said, what band, ... are you talking about Ticket stock? Which, obviously, she is. And she says, yes, I saw it on Facebook. So she's answering her own question. She saw it. And then she's asking me, did you really get up and sing with the band? I'm like, yeah, I mean, we all do. We do it every year.
For as long as we've known each other.
Right, right, right. So I was kind of confused. I was like, yeah, I'll sing a couple of songs every year at Ticket Stock and Summer Bash with the Ticket band.
Right.
And then I go, what did you see? And she goes, I can't remember the song. So I didn't cue her up anymore, and about 10 minutes later, I received, oh, here it is. It's called The Berm. B-I-R-M. So, what
I'm so confused.
What she had seen...
Tom Sawyer?
Was Tom Sawyer featuring Matt Birmingham on drums. Someone had labeled it, whoever posted it on Facebook...
The Berm.
The Berm.
Uh-huh.
So, her interpretation of me at Ticket Stock singing Tom Sawyer was The Berm.
You were singing on stage with a Ticket band singing a song called The Berm.
Yes.
Man.
And there is the reason why they should not be on, so especially Facebook.
Right.
All of it.
And she's sharp as a tack, dude.
Yeah.
She's like the last type of human being that would get duped by something. And she didn't get duped here, but it's just the confusion.
Right. No, this is a widespread problem with Facebook. And it doesn't seem to in any way, like, relate to, say, an intelligence test or anything like that. Like you just said, really sharp people fall for something because they legitimately think Facebook is infallible. It's the New York Times. It's
right.
And that's a bad example, I guess, these days. But my favorite was my wife's sister falling for one of the hoax news stories on Facebook, which, of course, there's a ton of them. But my favorite one, because I can still, she sent it to us, and she's like, do you believe this? And I'm like, well, no, I don't believe it because it's not real. But let me at least entertain the, it was the seventh grade teacher in Florida, I think it always is, that is sharing sex toys with her class. And there is...
Do you believe this?
She's... the picture is so insanely ridiculous.
Is it her holding just a giant
it
dill?
Was. It absolutely hey, was. So she believes that that was like normal curriculum in this middle school in Florida.
Dude.
And of course, you know, I mean, the ability to know that, like, Snopes exist or, like, certain, you know, hoax busters or whatever you would say. Thankfully, there are a few websites that pretty much just try to
fact check
mm-hmm. news stories on social media to keep, you know, everyone over the age of 50 from falling for every banana in the tailpipe story that's out there.
Right.
Now, how that relates to the ticket time wasters showing up in her feed.
I'm just glad that one of the most...
Write her out to a show.
One of the most popular songs ever in the history of rock and roll in Tom Sawyer mm-hmm. has been reduced to The Berm.
The Berm.
By an 80-year-old woman. And you know what? That's another thing.
Try explaining the time wasters to anybody that doesn't listen to the station.
Boy, that's right. You got
it's
that right.
It's impossible. Oh, you have rehearsal tonight? Yeah. No. Well, where are you playing? The Plano Center? Well, what is it?
So you guys do karaoke after...
I just end up walking away in the middle right. of the conversation.
You just need to send them next time a video of Jeremy Moran dressed in a as Nacho Libre singing The Love Boat. Like, this is it.
That's
all
basically
we do.
It. Yes.
It really is.
This is my band.
In a nutshell, yeah. that encapsulates everything yes. that Ticket Stock and the Time Wasters are about.
It's like if the Village People mated with Gore and had a baby on acid. That's the Time Wasters.
Yeah, but if you try to explain it, I mean, it should be a completely empty, you know, auditorium when this goes down.
I can imagine, like you, for example. What, Bob? You're in a band?
No, not well.
You can't do
and
it.
And then it's like, well, I'm singing backup on a couple of songs.
Right.
Well, what songs?
Well, yeah. Surely a songbird of a generation.
Like, wow, I didn't know Bob sang.
No, well, they pull me in because they need my voice.
The next thing you know, up in Wisconsin, like in his parents' circles, you know, Bob sings harmony on, like, he's like this now.
Really accomplished
this wonderful
performer. Yes. You should see the crowds.
He sings on this hit song called The Berm.
That everyone's talking about on Facebook.
Gotta go.
Real quick,
yeah.
I want to throw this out there to y'all. The 80-year-old, okay?
Okay,
maybe, same one?
Super quick.
Just 80 and above. Their lack of understanding of rock and roll, because when rock and roll came about, it had already passed them by when they were 28. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, it doesn't exist to them at all.
Yes.
Because that was for a younger generation at the time.
Right. They turned 20 in 1960.
Yeah. Yes, okay. And yeah. They were too late. That was too late to get on the bandwagon.
They missed their window.
Yeah, that's for another time. All right, let's start the show next.